episode 136, Stop Fighting, Start Loving.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? It is tea time. Okay, wait. Yeah, it is tea time. But for me, it's going to be hot tea time because we are freezing up north here. I don't know what happened to our weather, but we are just barely above freezing. We will get a little bit higher as the time goes on, but brr! So I hope you are enjoying warmth somewhere because I sure am not. I am looking forward to it. Are you ready for some tea? It's time. It's your time. It's my time. I'm so glad you're here. And today we just get a chance just to breathe together. And you know, sometimes I don't know what it is. I come and I really sit down and I come to the microphone and I think, I cannot wait to talk to these gals. You lighten me up. I mean, I have a smile from one side to the other. You know what I need to do? I need to record myself recording. That's what I need to do. Yes. Then you can see how crazy I am when I actually leave you these wonderful podcasts. You can say, oh my gosh, that's really her. Yes, it is really me. And you can see what all goes on behind the scenes. So I will make note of that here on my notebook so we can actually do that because I think it'd be fun if you see something behind the scenes. We'll make that a bonus event. So I will work on that. Okay, guess what? School is going to be out soon, moms. Yes, it is. And for some of you, maybe it already is out. And so we're going to have some special school sessions coming up. We're going to have some special guests coming on. We're going to start having some summer entertainment besides just my voice. So that should be fun. So working on that. Lots of things around the corner. The new website will be rolling out soon. Lots of new resources, ways we can work together. Lots of freebies. Oh my goodness. It is going to be a blast. So I'm so glad you're here. And thank you for just being a part of the family because this is family. You know, we're a community, but I feel so much more drawn to you all over the world. And one of these days, guess what? We're going to have an event where we can actually come together. How cool would that be? And we may have to have multiple events around the world. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yes, my dream. My dreams are out there. I tell you to dream big. I'm dreaming big. All right. So let's keep dreaming together. Are you ready to jump in? I'm ready to jump in. If you want to leave me a message, you know where to find me, createyournow.com. Go over there. Leave me a voicemail. Would love to hear it. Or you can also choose to send me an email too. Either way, I'm here waiting. Okay, let's jump in. Stop fighting, start loving. I looked at this and I thought, I could go many different directions with this title. Number one, we could think about children. Yes. I know for me, sometimes it's like, now really? It's not cat and dog time, right? We have to love each other. Love each other where you're at. Not only though is it for children, but it's also for adults as we get older, and even more importantly, it's for you yourself. That reflection that you see in the mirror. Gandhi says this, where there is love, there is life. Wow, where there is love, there is life. Everybody longs to be loved, to feel loved. They want to love. That's something that has been given to us by God. What a gift that is. And unfortunately, though, we all have different degrees of love. Some people love a lot deeper than others. We have different, you probably have heard of the way the kind of the title goes about, you know, love languages. Gary Chapman wrote on that one. Great book if you haven't read it. But where there is love, there is life. And actually today, on your reflection, that's what we're focusing on. You can take this to your children and they can learn so much from it. But you know what? It starts with who? You. It starts with you. Sometimes those battles that we're fighting are what? They're with ourself. And those can be huge. In order to change, or I should say, in order to begin your transformation, make changes that stick and excel living to another level, don't you want to live a huge, magnificent life? almost bigger than itself, really, really what you were created to live. In order to excel living to another level, you must stop fighting and start loving. We are our worst critics. I've talked about this before, haven't I? Yes, you know. I know I personally am. When I sit here and I listen to my podcast, I go back and edit them and I'm like, really? I sound like that? And sometimes I leave it in on purpose because I want this to be a conversation as if you are literally right here with me, because that's how I see you. That's how I feel when I'm doing these podcasts, is you're right here with me. I'm speaking with you, not at you. We're having tea time together, hot tea right now, right? Yummy, yummy, with a little bit of squeeze of lemon. I love it. Okay. But the thing is, we become our worst critics. It's easy to see all the negative. It comes so naturally. Why does it come so naturally? Have you ever wondered that? Why is it so easy to go back into the bad habits? You know, whether you're trying to change and live a healthier life by clean eating. You guys have heard that term, clean eating. I like to think of it as not necessarily clean eating. Okay. You've heard me say this before. If God made it, you get to eat it, okay? That's the food you should be putting in your body, ultimately. That's the food. All that other stuff, there's something not right with it, and your body is telling you, why are our shelves full of medications? Now, some of those medications are good, right? We need them, and God gave us those resources to grow that, and we have our medical staff and medical practitioners to be able to offer that. Technology, etc. But some of the stuff that it just kind of masks, you know, I think about gas, right? All these antacids that we take. I mean, there are some people that are popping 8 to 10 to 12 a day. Really? Was lunch worth that? Really, what are you putting in your body? So why is it, though, it's real easy to fall into the bad habits? Well, think about it. I mean, seriously, bad habits don't take work, right? It's easy. We like it. Okay, bad habits bring us some form of any comfort, okay? That doesn't mean that comfort's good long-term, but it may be good short-term, right? Having a breakup with a relationship, right? What do? You go for that ice cream. Oh, I'm going to eat the whole thing, that whole half a gallon, and you eat 3/4 of it. Did that really do any good? No, but it made you feel good in the moment, right? Bad habits. I talked to you about my root beer floats. Yeah, it was bad habits. Just, I was eating to eat. Why was I having it? There was no reason except that I could. I just enjoyed it. It also takes those bad habits. It takes less energy. Less energy is used. We are all on busy time, right? We are like over busy. What we have on our calendar is busy, 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 busy. And we try to sometimes out busy ourselves, right? What are you doing? Oh, I'm doing this, that. Oh, you're doing that. I'm doing that too. Plus, I've got this too. You know, I see on Facebook, I see people post things, you know, and you realize that's their highlight reel, right? A lot of people don't put what's really going on in their life. It's just kind of a sprinkle of, hey, this is where I'm at. And some people use it as truly their life, but a lot of people don't. They hide behind it. Facebook becomes a mask. And then you, as the looker on or the watcher of it, right? You're like, wow, they've got an awesome life. Yeah, for that brief 3.5 seconds that event happened. But did you see over here, they're falling apart. Sometimes it's looking beyond the smile that you see. It's looking beyond the pictures that are posted. You see, bad habits, they're easy. It doesn't take energy not to do them. Because most of the time, we like them. It becomes an addiction. It gives us a rush of some form or fashion, right? So they're easy to do. Stop fighting, start loving. You see, though, when we start loving, love takes energy. Yeah. Love takes focus. Love takes work. I look at my husband and I. We are madly in love. And it's awesome. And I love it. My oldest says, Mom, I am so glad you and Dad are in love. I mean, we hold hands around them. We'll kiss in front of them. They see that. My children see that. It wasn't always that way. We had that tornado, remember? It took work. And now we're even further along. And I really know the reason why, because of my whole walk and what has transpired over my entire lifetime, my time with him. I know that we didn't have a time to build our relationship, because when we got married, he went to school. It wasn't undergraduate, it was graduate school. He went out to get his doctorate. Yeah. And then children started happening. Where'd that come from? We weren't planning it, but God just kept blessing. And that's wonderful. We would never change that for anything. We love that. But you see, we never had time together to build the relationship. Love takes work. Love takes energy. And when our calendars are booked solid, do you have any room for love? Stop fighting, start loving. It's so much easier to fight than it is to love. Stop. Stop fighting and start loving. You sometimes wonder if love takes that much energy and love takes that much focus and that much purpose. You know, you gotta work on you. Yeah. Who has time for any of that? My son's got a shirt that says a saying on it. Who's got time for that? Nobody's got time for that. And I think sometimes we come up with literally that. We want to hide from it because we don't want to have to work. We're already working at our job. We're already working to be a mom. We're already working to be a grandparent. We're already working, to be busy. We don't make time for our Creator. We don't make time for ourselves. Therefore, it's easier to fight than it is to love. Stop fighting and start loving. You know, we've been talking about our weeds. If you want to get rid of your weeds, guess what? It's time to stop fighting and start loving. Remember what Gandhi said? Where there is love, there is life. Restart. Refocus. Rejuvenate. Renew. Start reliving. That's what you need to do. The fighting isn't all that great. But I'm telling you, the love is. It's amazing to see and have gone through the tornado, and especially the tornado that dealt with the actual love between a husband and a wife, let alone also the love for myself. You see, that's what changed most. I became totally enamored by me. Not that I had this ego, but I became appreciative of who and why God made me. I was able to focus on what I needed to do. That personal development, that's just not kind of foo-foo, fun, fo-fo stuff that you just do. It's real. You gotta love who you see in that mirror. If you're not loving who you see, how can you love your spouse? How can you love your children? Let alone, how can you have the energy? Remember, it's easier to fight than it is to love. But that's what happens. We don't like who we are. So it's easier to put up barriers and walls and start fighting. And I'm saying, stop it. Stop fighting and start loving. Here's your kiss. Okay, here's your kiss. Lead with grace. Love takes energy. Love takes work. Love takes grace. And that's how you begin to stop fighting and start loving, is to lead with grace. Now, what I mean by leading with grace is simply that. You need to love them where they're at. You need to love you. Love you where you're at, okay? If you want to get rid of the weed or the weeds that you're working on, we've been talking about, because we're getting here. We're going to start dealing out all these different strategies so you can get to where you want to be, and you can start setting up literally second nature habits so it doesn't become work anymore. It becomes fun, and you really have started to relive your life. And you'll get to see it in a whole new fashion. The sunsets will look even more vibrant. Your sunrises will be like, oh my gosh, I've never seen such beauty. Your eyes will sparkle differently and your heart will begin to shine and people will say, there's a glow about you. I don't know what it is. And no, it's not because you're pregnant. Okay? There's just something different. They won't know, but you will. Stop fighting. Start loving. Lead with grace. You say, how do I do that, Christiane? How do I do that? I'm so glad you asked. Okay, tea time. Take a drink. Yummy. Okay, so this is how you lead with grace. Number one, first you need to identify your inner battles. Okay? Yeah, the fighting. You got war happening, don't you? You need to identify. What are your inner battles? Okay, so for example, the negative thoughts. Okay? Yeah. You know, I'm not good enough. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever get there. You know, I was never pretty. I was never voted to be the homecoming queen. So why should he even love me? Stop. Okay. Those are negative thoughts. Those are inner battles. Okay. What about this one? Lack of follow through. Never finish anything. You start a project, but you don't finish it. Man, dag nabbit, right? And you continue that cycle. And it becomes what? A habit. It becomes second nature that it's like, oh, I want to do this. I want to start this business. I want to join this network marketing company. And you do like two of them and you still aren't successful. Fear of what ifs. Yeah, that's a big one. I can't control it. So why even begin? You know, what if I start this and this happens? Well, you won't know till you start, right? But those what ifs hold us back. What are your inner battles? Okay? Identify them. Actually call them out. Now, this is going to be kind of scary for you guys, but I'm telling you, be scared because the fight is all worth it. When you figure this out, you want to know your battles. You want to know what you're up against, okay? Because otherwise, those weeds, they're going to continue to grow. They're going to continue to be your ball and chain. They're going to continue to hold you back. You don't need to be held back. You have got an amazing future ahead of you. Where you are right now, God's got plans for you. Don't stand in his way. I'm serious, okay? So you look at it. Identify your inner battles, okay? The negative thoughts, the lack of follow through. It could be anything, okay? You identify what it is for you. Number two, pick one. You know, keep it simple strategy, right? Pick one inner battle. You can only do one at a time. Otherwise, why? Too much energy it'll take, right? And then you'll go into what? Your bad habits again. See how this works? So pick one to focus on. Pick one inner battle and stop the fight. And you say, how do I do that? Well, number three is this. You're going to put a positive spin on your inner battle, okay? I'm going to give you some examples, okay? The negative thoughts. Let's say you have these negative thoughts that are coming to you. You feed yourself, I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I can never do anything right. Stop the fight by what? Put some Post-its up. Did you know that they make these gigantic Post-its? Yes, you can put them on your walls. This is a great thing for your children, okay? Seriously, are you listening? You better listen up. You could put this on their walls and you can write or you can have them write things that they like about themselves and put that Post-it up there so they can read it and see it every morning. Let them pick out their favorite color and they can write and it only can be something positive. It's like their Post-it joy jar lifestyle. How cool is that? It's like a poster board style. It's huge and it doesn't hurt your wall. It just goes up like a little Post-it wood on, you know, that you have on paper. But you can do it on your wall. It's so much fun, okay? But you need that too. If you have a place, put it up. If you don't want something that big, use a smaller Post-its. Remember, where do we put them? Wherever we frequent. Put it in the bathroom. You got to go to the bathroom, right? Put it on your kitchen fridge. Put it in your car. Put it in your wallet. Oh my goodness, right there. Put it on your cell phone, okay? Seriously. Put it on your cell phone. write it out, take a picture of it. Or there are so many different apps you could create it. There's one that's called Success Vision Board by Jack Canfield. No, I don't get paid for any of this, but it's a great one. You can add pictures. You can write things. He's very big on vision boards. And so it's great for your phone. So do a search for that. It's Success Vision Board by Jack Canfield. C-A-N-F-I-E-L-D. I'll put those in the show notes. Okay, so positive spin, right? So put up post-it notes for that. Lack of follow-through. Pick something and stick with it. Oh my goodness, pick one inner battle and stick with it and see that you can conquer this, right? If you are trying to clean eat, if you're trying to change your diet, what you're, you know, the nutrients that you're putting into your body and eating good things, then guess what? Simply do that. Say, okay, I'm going to do one day at a time and start celebrating that. Make note of it every single day. Don't look at it and say, I'm going to do this for 30 days. If you can't, if your lack of follow through is the issue, right? 30 days may be too long. It may be you need to look at 2 days. You need to what? Set yourself up for success. That is a spot positive spin on your inner battle. That's what you do. Okay? And you can do this. All right? I believe in you. I totally do. You've got this. Guess what? Stop fighting, start loving. Why? Because you deserve the win. You do every day. You deserve the win. And I know you can win. Okay? You have to what? Lead with grace. Where there is love, there is life. So stop fighting yourself and start loving yourself. Because once when you start doing that, I promise you that you will see how it just multiplies, how it goes to your children, how it multiplies to your spouse, to your partner, how it multiplies to your extended family, how it multiplies to your coworkers and your friends. Oh my goodness, to your church. So go and stop fighting and start loving. Lead with grace. You can do this. I believe in you. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. You got this? You're loved. You are. I love you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.